Warning, server mouser overload.
Accelerometer
Baseline.
I'm a 3D
unit
warman
prepared. Proxy is online.
Full signal. Let's go get ourselves some mousers.
Welcome, Mouse and Misery Makers, to A3D Radio, August 24th, 1998, and I'm ready to get organized. Okay, I don't mean to surprise everybody with my little choice of jam there, but it's King Crimson, and that band has a lot of discipline, a lot. And what do we got now? Everybody's pretty much done with upgrading, at least from what I can tell, and a lot of people look like they're really ready to go out and play. And I think that it's about time to really start concentrating on who's rising up and getting more serious about winning matches and so forth. And this is just something that I'm trying to show here with the radio show this time around.
I get sense of it, I just don't understand it.
Now, not trying to squeeze the life or the fun out of the show, there's a lot of matches coming up this week, and there's hopefully going to be more the following week and weeks to come as fall starts to set in. But it all starts with your controller, you know. And this little piece coming up is kind of like Redeemer having a an improper relationship with his controller. Agree it's the best, but what can you do with it? Very impressive. Impressive indeed. Skeeter, you better watch out. Redeem is starting to get out there and kill his mousers too, dancing around and killing the mousers. But I digress, really. Is to say that, you know, individual play and going out there and donning A3D on a public server is just not that memorable. I mean, it's memorable when we put it up on the trophy showcase and what have you, but It's when you have a match, you know, teams remember matches, and more people remember what happened, you know, and I know what some people are saying.
You expect me to believe that horseshit? Who wants to die first?
I know, and that's fine, you know, that's great, but, you know, you start with the love of your controller, you really want to show it off, you know, you want to don the A3D, you got the great machine, you got the connection and what have you, but it still doesn't make good team play. And, you know, and I'm not sitting here saying,
you are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on Earth. You are not even human fucking beings.
You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit.
Because, you know, that's supposed to be directed at the Mousers. But he did say unorganized in there, on the other hand, which is, somewhat valid. And I'm probably guiltier than anything, and this is probably going to give me a shitload of flack. And that's, I had to do this at some point or another. But, I'm going to try harder. And maybe I'll get a brain.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I don't know. Maybe I'd probably learn how to play team play. But, this doesn't apply to people who are always doing well in the team games. The ones who are at the top and what have you. And in your minus ping, which is always an issue, a good team, no matter what, wins the game. That's just the point, even the top guy making the top score is still not, you still don't win the game. You win the game through team play.
What are you trying to do, kill us?
I'll just lay off that subject altogether now. Won't mention it again. And introduce a new clan member. He's PA3D right now, and his name is Arcos, and he pronounces it...
Arcos.
Not. Actually pronounces it...
Arcos.
And he has a little jam for us, and maybe we can get it rolling right now. And go something like this. Kick ass. Yeah, that's kind of shit. Anyway, man. I know, yeah. When that song was playing, I swear.
I wasn't playing with myself in the bathtub. I was just cleaning it, and it went off.
Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and turn this thing off. And just maybe turn on the radio, let y'all guys listen to the radio. This is A3D Menthol, signing off.